Hey guys, Doxy here. We're gonna do something that's pretty important, and I don't see quite done often enough, and that's making nice bubbles for your comics. What you'll see pretty often is this. Okay, this is not a very good bubble. What you really want is something more along the lines of these bubbles. They look natural, they look they're easy to manage, they aren't too much work. They look like a real bubble hand drawn by someone who knows what they're doing. So to get things going, we need to kind of do three things. So let me just hide this layer here. And we're gonna kind of work through this. You guys need to just kind of perk up your ears, because it's gonna be a little hard to, not hard to follow, but it's a multi-step process. First thing you want to learn how to do is to make a custom shape. And custom shapes are gonna save you a bunch of time. So let's go ahead and do that. First thing you gotta do is you gotta make a thing that's gonna be the shape. What's that thing gonna be? You get to decide, but let's just do the easiest route. That is, you basically, not easiest. Let's do the most effective route for getting the best shape possible. So I'm gonna be doing, I wanna make a shape that's kind of a rectangle, but with some soft edges and some bulging. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw this shape here. I'm going to make a square. You know how to do this. If you don't, go check out other tutorials before you even bother with this one. What you want to do then is you want to go to filter, noise, median. I use this all the time for multiple reasons. One of my favorite is that it rounds corners. If you do that at around, you know, 5:10, and then you press Control F a few times, you'll get a nice rounded corner. All right, so now we're almost there. Now I want to do one more thing. Press Control T for transform. You're going to want to click this little symbol here for what is it called? Extra transfer, warp. It's called warp. And then I'm going to go in here and I'm going to warp this shape just a little bit so we have a nice natural bubble shape that isn't too square and it isn't too round, and it'll fit text real nice. Okay, press enter. Last step, control click the layer right in the thumbnail. You'll see a little marquee symbol show up right with the marquee tool right up here. Right click, you want to go make work path, and then the tolerance between 1 and 3 depends on the complexity. I'm going to go 2.5. That's a little too wonky, so let's go make work path, I think 3.2. You know, good enough. Good enough for this. Let's see if there's any sharp edges. Oh, looks, everything's good. You can just hide to see it. It's a little wonky, but you know what? Wonky is better, looks more natural. Then last tool we're gonna use is this one, the path selection tool. At some point, you're going to want to learn how to use these tools. There are 100 different tutorials on how to do that. I suggest you go look at them. Me covering this right now would not be a good idea because it's its own little headache. So I'm trying to remember how to get it to go straight back. Anyway, point is, there you go. Point is, teaching that this in a lesson that's completely separate. Grab all that junk, go to edit, and you want to go to define custom shape, and you want to call it whatever you want. And now you have a custom shape you can spawn at any point using the custom shape tool, which is often hidden behind the rectangle tool. So just click and hold, you'll see it show up. Click this little arrow here, go down to your new custom shape, and draw your goddamn custom shape. Now, the thing is, there's a few things you have to realize. There's these three settings here, and these are really important. So are these, but really, what we want for this tutorial is shape. And shape is great. Shape is great for multiple reasons. I'll explain in a bit. One is that you don't lose all your You don't lose all your stuff. You don't lose your quality when you resize and re-vector, when you transform. And you don't, basically, you don't get weird dithering edges and bad soft weird artifacts. So that's great, and that's what you want with nice bubbles. So here's what we do now. We need to make two more shapes. Now, for a custom bubble set, there's really just three shapes you need. And then all the other stuff, because Photoshop can't rotate, you can't rotate this tool. It's the dumbest thing, but it's Photoshop's way of saying you got extra steps to do. So I'm gonna do two more. I'm gonna make this the cheapest. Don't do this. Maybe, hey, you know what? Let's just do it. Just do it right the first time. Go down, do this. Okay, and we're gonna do a transform on the selection. That's right, you can transform a selection. There, you just learned something. Now you click on this, you go down to, you click on this Control T again, then you click on warp, then you get an extra layer of really cool stuff as you click on this little thing, pull down to arc, flip it. All right, now we're gonna just, you see there's a little flip tool here. We're just gonna make this a roundy round, okay? And the reason we're going to do that is because it will satisfy our need for a few things. Now we have a pretty cool thing that can look fine. You can make the other side another point, but for now let's just do this. Let's go right click with the selection tool or lasso tool, and then we're going to go to make work path. Again, this is going to be tricky because there's a point. So hopefully we don't let you see it bloated out there. Make work path, maybe two is gonna be our art. No, make work path. Let's go down to one. This is probably the most finicky part is dealing with this. Let's go down to one because you're gonna get that sort of wonkiness. Let's go to 0.5. No, that's way too sharp. Make work path 1.2. Okay, so we're not gonna get this on the wig work path. So what we're gonna have to do is, I'm gonna grab the convert to point. Actually, what we really need is the delete tool. So let's go find the delete tool and just delete some of these points. Okay, and you know, at this point, we can just move some of these points here. And you can try to go more precise, but this really is the point you want. So I'm gonna go, just to make things a little more useful, I'm going to add some points here and make this other side another point. So I'm going to get rid of these. I'm going to add a point here. I'm going to make that, convert that into a point. So that now, at some point, this tool, this shape can now be kind of used. You gotta use the white arrow key to move points around. It's kind of annoying. Not too fond of the vector tools in Photoshop, but here's where you're at here if you want to use this. Okay, so now we've got two points, a blunt one and a sharp one. We can use them as we like, and they'll find that they are useful at different. Maybe add another. There we go. And maybe delete that. Maybe delete this point. All right, let's get this going. Maybe delete this point. And then get that back in there. All right, so all this to say that now we've got this thing going. You know, it's not perfect, but you get the idea. If you want to continue gussing around with this on your own time, then you may do that and get it a little nicer. But I don't particularly like using this program's vector tools, so I try to get in and out as quickly as possible. Let's see what we got here. Okay, it looks good. So we're gonna grab everything by grabbing the black tool here. This is just, you know, as long as you can select it, it'll do it. So now we go to define custom shape, bubble, what do we got in there? tail, I guess it's called. I forget what the official name is. We can make one more. We'll just make a connector. Let's make a connector. So to avoid the annoyance of having to, let's just use the selection tool again. Go grab the selection tool, right click, transform selection, go to warp, warp this out a little bit. What this is we're going to just be making a connector between bubbles so that we got something that sort of looks a little natural without it being too, so if we go like this, what is going on here? Okay. And then we're going to go press enter. And then we're going to just do a right click, transform selection, same process again, custom, maybe the flag going the other way. Okay. Now we're just, I'm just kind of building a multi-case, I think flag. Yeah. Either or. Actually, let's go back to flag. No, that didn't select it. Flag. All right. So we got this little shape here, and the kind of multi-purpose shape we can use in several scenarios. Right click. Make work path. Once again, a little wonky. Let's go make work path, and let's go to 3. This will be smoother but less sharp. Then let's go image mode, edit, sorry. And then we go here to the, put it in there. Now we got our 3 shapes, which is great. Now we can go here. Let's, I highly recommend you function within folders because it will simplify things. But let's create a folder here. Stuck in the side of this folder. Let's go to this tool here. Okay, and let's grab. Okay, so we've got this tool here. Okay, I'm going to create a folder for the text area, and I'm going to create a folder for the tails and the pointers. You'll understand this in a second. It'll make tons of sense, and it will save you tons of time. So we grab, let's say we go grab, sorry, I'm going to make 2 balloons. Whoopsies. Hey, that's weird. That shape. We'll make another shape. All right. Oh, color selected. Oh, me, oh, my. All right, you go grab another one, and you've made your 2 shapes. Now what I want to do is I want to go in this other folder, and then I want to make, you can go below. Actually, I'm going to throw it below. It doesn't really matter at this point. Maybe later down the line it'll matter. I'll drop down this shape. Unfortunately, like I said, you cannot rotate this. It's frustrating. So let's just do that again. It's got a shape that works. Once it's down, I do Control T. Try to get your points to go from one center area to the other center area. It gets the most natural feel. You know, stretch as you like. It is a vector. Enhance. You know, whatever. Remember that, you know, if you don't like this shape, you just build another shape and then you use that shape, or you just modify this one. Sooner or later, you'll know what shapes you need to make those. And then you'll have them at your disposal. So then we make another, this one here, and then I'm gonna do Control T. I'm gonna say, hey, I like this bubble shape, this less pointy one more. And now we have what feels like a nice flowing shape that goes from here to here to here. All right, 2 bubble shapes. Now you're asking me how you're gonna do the outline. Well, this is very simple and the easiest part. You go right click on the layer with these 2 layers, right? You got group 1. Let's actually separate these groups. They're tucked inside of each other. 2 groups, one that has the bubbles, one that has the connector and the tail. Go in the layer above it, right click, blending options. Now that we're here, you want to do the following. You want to grab stroke, and that is it. But not really. Here's the thing. Stroke looks okay, but by default looks bad because of this rounded edge stuff here. So what you want to do is go inside. Now you got a sharp tail. That said, you still want to do a little bit more work because straight up black looks a little bad. So let's go a little gray. And here's what I like to do. I like to do a drop shadow. So you're going to go to the drop shadow. You're going to remove the normal. You're going to put the opacity back up to 100%. These are default settings. I'm going to unclick global light. And I'm just going to have this about at the top. Then I'm going to create a spread. And then I'm going to change the distance to maybe around 1 and 1. Okay. So what this does is... will help me massage it. So now I've got, if I go to 2, maybe it'll be better. Okay. And then however. So, and however you do this, you now have a line. Maybe I can go back to stroke in 1. Okay. So now I have a shape that isn't perfectly the same width all the way around. We've got a little thicker at the bottom. This is a matter of taste. What you choose to do and how you choose to do this is completely up to you, of course. Now you can actually see how this is all magically making a line for itself, because anything that's within this folder will get the outline. Now there are certain problems with making this method. For instance, let's say you decide I'm going to mask something and you do not want it to cut off like this at the edge. You want it to actually have a white edge. Like, let's say for instance you have a scenario where I have a character right here. I'm gonna make a folder. All right, and I'm gonna make a line. And let's say, for instance, I want this to go across, but then, you know, as soon as I add a mask to this and I erase mask, come on, a mask, you know, it adds this black line. This is not always, especially if you have a non-black line border, or you have a character that doesn't really look good with such a harsh border. So here's the workaround. Take the layer, put it in another layer. So just drag and drop it to the layer folder, or just press Control G. You'll have a new layer. Put the mask on this layer. And now you may do the thing you were attempting to do. If I just do, okay, there you go. Now you can mask with impunity without having to worry about your lines looking bad or having some border issues. You can see the difference right there. It's much better. Moving on past this, that's just a little thing for you guys to remember, because it can be really annoying. So we're back here. I'm going to erase. I'm going to remove this mask by clicking and dragging and erasing it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do now that we've got this all going on. The best part about all of this, and especially using when you use your tool, when you use this tool here, let's find it. When you use custom shape tool and you use shape, multiple benefits with using this. You can grab them very easily by turning auto select layer on and move stuff around. You just do this, do this, do this. Very great. Now let's say, for instance, we have some text. Let's get that text in another folder on top. Click and drag. I'm going to write some text. Okay, there's some issue there, so let's just do this. Okay, well, we have an issue. The bubble isn't big enough. Now, normally, if you try to stretch and drag a shape that's just pixels and you do this to it, it will look bad. Let me show you how it will look bad. Let's go here and let us rasterize this. Let's go here, merge these together. I'm going to rasterize and scale, and you will see immediately this gross stuff happens. You do not want this gross stuff. It looks amateurish and is easily avoidable. Let's make a nice looking comic that's legible and doesn't look like crap. So how do we do that? Well, what we do is, also, another benefit, hey, look, I drew these really small. Let's go scale them. Well, if you scale this, if you scale anything you've done here, let's grab these two. That's what I want. All right. And they're pixel-based. Look at what happens. Just this nightmare. Look at this. It is ugly as hell. Don't do this. Don't be a wiener. Be a winner. Grab your shape. Okay, you have multiple options. One of them is to grab this tool, which might not be ideal because it is annoying to use. And I use it in the, you want it not the black arrow, you want to use white arrow. It's a little annoying, and but sometimes suits the purpose. I realize right now that there isn't enough points to really do this accurately. So what we're going to do is we're just going to select this layer with the normal selection tool as usual. Press Control T, drag it down, use the warp, warp things into place. Best part about doing the warp thing here is that you get this alt. You get to actually kind of change your word balloon that from balloon to balloon. If you just warp each one of them, these just unnaturally enough, it doesn't look like they are copied. They look like brand new bubbles. It'll be hard to pick up that they're the same bubble. Same thing for this shape here. So we've got this connector shape. I'm going to Control T, going to go to warp. You know, I want it to kind of look like this, or maybe you want to expand it on one side. Expand it on the other side. You can just do whatever the hell you want. No one really cares. They can't see it. It's very easy to do. You are not spending time, wasting time, and you've got really nice shapes and bubbles that just look good. And that is what you want. You do not want to waste time with this. It is annoying. It takes forever, and you want to just get a good or great result as fast as possible. And this is by far, I think, the one of the best ways to approach this. Once you have a shape you really like, let's say you've made a shape, you just grab that shape again, go to the shape layer and go mode, define custom shape. We just define our new shape. And that's it, man. Like literally, let's do one more shape because you're probably wondering how to make this one. So let's just make one more shape. Let's grab this tool. Let's actually, this is the how I do it. There are two ways. You can use the brush and eraser. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to drag a tool out. I'm going to use the elliptical marquee tool, and then with the holding the alt down, I'm going to erase bits out of it. This is going to be my like explosion exclamation box here. So I'm going to do this, make sure that I'm connecting, that I'm making little points. Make sure you make this look nice. Okay, all right, now I'm going to go make work path. Maybe 1.2 is going to be the look. Nope. Make work path. Let's go one. You know, I don't think we're gonna get. I don't think. Actually, you know, let's go make work path. I'm gonna do a trick. Let's see if this trick will work. 2.5. Almost. Actually, let's go make work path. Three. All right. So we're gonna just say three is the best we can get. We're gonna grab some tools here. We're gonna make these points pointy. All right. Pointy. There's an extra point here. Maybe you want to erase that. It does kind of make everything go crazy as soon as you erase something like this. But once we get your white tool, grab this stuff here, maybe it won't be so bad and you can recuperate. So, we got some points here. I've got a few points I gotta fix, so let me grab regular pen tool, I believe. I always forget how to add arms. I think it's you gotta click and hold, you gotta click it. You know, I can just do this. Let's just grab the with the white cursor, with the white marker thing here. Know. This is why I hate this stuff. I know I'm having problems with this, so I'm just going to do the use the tool I know works. I'm going to grab oh, that's weird. I can't edit that anymore. I'm going to grab Control T. I'm going to go through the warp tool, and I'm just going to do this. This is such a bullshit move. You shouldn't have to do this, but you know, honestly, sometimes just using these tools are so annoying. You just really just you just want it to work, and then screwing around with vector tools when you're just trying to get something to work is just the worst. So now we got these shape really actually how you want it, and that's a good way to not bug around with that. Now we got this shape, yay! Let's make this a work define custom shape. There we go. Now we can go back to this thing here and we can just lay on our new custom shape right over here. Grab that and go. But doing okay, you might want to do some white though. Let's see why that went like that. There we go. If ever you want to hide this, just can do Control H. Bring it back and forth. And what's great about this shape is now that it's pretty non-specific, I can do some interesting things with it. I can do Control T. I can just edit in Control T mode, which is good. You can, once it's here, you can do this. Get all the shapes you want. And then once it's done this, you can go to custom. It's just a virtual cornucopia of shape editing. So you want to explode it, you want to shrink it, then you are done. You have a great vector shape at any resolution and can stand being sized up and sized down and will look good at any point. And then you could probably just even duplicate some of these to make the shape bigger and different. And then there's some more stuff we can talk about once you've done this, how to merge it and how to bring it back together. By the way, you might have a problem with having these intersect if they're on the same layer. All right. If you have a problem with this, it is very easy to solve. You will see a little thing here, all right? It is usually set up to this thing. No, it's not. It's usually set up to, what is it set up to? It's usually set up to, well, it's not letting me change it. Weird. Let's go back. It's usually set to subtract from shape. No, so crazy. Intersect shape, there you go. And this one is usually set to the same. By default, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, it's not doing it, but usually it'll do some weird cutting and shape editing and stuff, and it's really annoying. And really what you need to do is you need to just set it right here, combine shapes, so that there are no issues with what you're doing. And when they merge together, they are combined, they look nice. Unless you want to cut them out, then you merge them together by shift clicking both and E. There we go, they are now merged. You can do this all, let's say you're tired of having all your layers on different layers, you want to merge that all together. Well, here we go, they're not all the same layer. No real reason to do this unless you want to start doing this sort of deal where you want to intersect. So let's just grab intersect shape. There we go. Let's say you wanted to make a new shape based on an intersection. You now have a new shape. Let's say you wanted to, whoa, what's going on here? Now let's say we want this shape here to not be subtracted and not to intersect and etc. So there's all sorts of merge shape components. So there's all sorts of stuff you can do with this. I expect you to explore that on your own because it is its own little world of things to do. And it's a little annoying to deal with, as you saw. So there it is. Here you go. You have nice bubbles. It is as simple as that. So to recap very quickly, make your shape. You can either make it from a base value shape like this, where you can literally do anything. Like, here we go. I'm going to take this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a distortion ripple. Okay. All right, I'm going to ripple it, and then I'm going to press Control click on that layer. So I grab its selection, press Q to see the mask if you want. Now I'm going to do I'm going to grab this, the marquee selection, and I'm going to do make work path, and the tolerance between 1 and 3 usually is where you want to go. I'm going to try 2.5. no, that's too much. I'm going to make work path 1.4. And of course I can't see it, so here we go. It's a little too soft, so let's try one more time. Make work path 1.1. Now that's closer to the shape I want. And now you just simply go over here to define custom shape, press OK. Now we grab the custom shape tool, grab the tool we want. I think you can right click. Yeah, just right click. You don't have to go up there each time, we're just used to it. Drop that shape down into a folder that has line stroke effect on it. And you are done. And then you can just, if you need to tweak this bad boy, you just Control T, transform, make shapes you need, go to wave, do whatever you need, get everything done to look good. There it is. You are done. Voila. Yeah, let's see if I can do it this way. I had an idea. I'm gonna do squeeze. That's cool. Squeeze. The beauty of this is that no matter how you reshape this, you'll never ever lose the line outline quality. It'll always be the same thickness. And that is it. You're done. You now have great, great bubbles, and you have no one to blame for it except for yourself if they do not come out this great. I showed you how quickly and easy it can be done, and there is not much more to it than that. In fact, being sloppy and not perfect is better. All right, thanks guys, take care, and hopefully this helps you guys get really great results. Bye.